From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. With primaries Tuesday in Texas, Ohio, Vermont, and Rhode Island, Democratic contenders Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama continue to spar over who is best suited to be the next commander-in-chief. In a moment, we'll speak to longtime Democratic strategist Susan Estridge about Hillary Clinton's campaign, but we begin with a brief look at the candidates' appearances on the campaign trail yesterday with NPR's Ina Jaffe.
On the subject of national security, Hillary Clinton touts her experience while Barack Obama claims superior judgment as an opponent of the war in Iraq. But speaking to reporters, Clinton said Obama's opposition to the war mainly amounted to a speech he gave in 2002. Reaching for a well-worn Texas metaphor, she called him all hat and no cattle. At a rally in Dallas, she said that Obama was, quote, unhappy when she brought up national security.
If Senator Obama doesn't want to debate me about national security, how's he going to debate Senator McCain about national security?
But Obama did want to debate Clinton, albeit long distance. Speaking in Providence, Rhode Island, he argued that Clinton's not the one to change American foreign policy.
Real change isn't voting for George Bush's war in Iraq and then telling the American people it was actually voting for more diplomacy.
As for the Republican candidates, Mike Huckabee visited the border town of Laredo, Texas, where he talked about illegal immigration. John McCain is spending the weekend at his ranch in Arizona. He could win enough delegates Tuesday to wrap up the nomination. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.